Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Hey, Mr. Jerry.
That's the Birds bringing us back. 23 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business. Having a great visit with our good friend, Ruth Sherman, longtime Brain Trust member, the author of Get Them to See It Your Way Right Away. We're talking about personal relationships. We're talking about business, personal business relationships. We're talking about these relationships that we have where there's more at stake than just feelings. Maybe a lot of money, maybe the livelihoods of other people, maybe world peace, Ruth, right?
Right, I was just thinking that, Jim.
Who knows? maybe galactic peace, right? But one of the things that we, in the previous segment, we talked about the importance of building relationships, taking the time, making the effort, thinking about it, and valuing the efficiency and just the beauty of a good working relationship, where there's trust. But what don't we need to bank these things? I mean, I like thinking about somebody like Ruth Sherman and thinking that maybe I've already banked a little relationship goodwill with her. What do you think? Some relationship capital. What do you think about that?
I think that's so important. So, you know, the big question is then how do you do that, right? How do you do that? And how do you do it in this day and age when everybody is so busy and so distracted? Workforces have been cut. Jim, I know you talk about this on your show all the time. How do you, you know, you're doing the work of 10 people, whereas, you know, 10 years ago, you were able to leave your office at, 6, 7 p.m., right? Now you're staying there till 9, 10 sometimes, many nights. I know I'm working harder than ever, but
it's the new normal.
It's the new normal, exactly. So how do you do it? So one of the things that I've been trying to, because people call me all the time, say, hey, you know, come on out, let's have a cup of coffee, let's grab breakfast. And I have to tell you, Jim, I can't do it all the time because I'm, you know, it's too much time out of my day that I need to be getting work done. But I always offer a phone call.
Right.
I always offer a phone call because even that voice connection is a tremendous thing. There are things that happen nonverbally with the voice, and certainly face to face. We can talk about video conferencing too, which is available to anybody for free.
Right.
You know, these days technology enables that, thank goodness. But there are things that happen with the voice nonverbally that are unconscious, that the other person can tell just by a tone of voice, by a pause, by the language that's used, and we don't think about this consciously, that have additional meaning. We're talking about communication that is very much richer in meaning than just writing a text message or an instant message back and forth.
And we need to think about this with emails, with customers, with people who are important to us in the marketplace. We need to think about this. You know, Ruth, if you and I send more than two emails apiece or two texts apiece, the third contact, I'm picking up the phone.
That's right.
You know, I'm tired of typing. I'm ready to talk to you.
You know what else, too? People forget this, and I will tell you this is absolutely true. The research proves it over and over again. Picking up the phone and calling is faster. It's more efficient. If you're looking to save time, don't be writing.
That's exactly right. Especially if we're trying to solve an issue or deal with something or come to a conclusion. I mean, I'd much rather. I don't like this going back and forth. I mean, to me, an email and texting and things like that should only be used if they're handy. They need to be a means to an end, not a way of life.
Absolutely, a means to an end, or if the situation dictates you can't pick up a phone and call if you're in a private meeting or, you know, something like that.
Well, is back to the young people. I'd like to encourage young people to think about building relationships, banking relationship capital with someone who's your senior in years and maybe senior with the company that you work with, because even though you may actually have more content than they do, you may actually know some things they don't know and that they need, you don't, they still have some context that you don't have yet. And I'd like to encourage young people, if you're, you could be 40, and I'm talking about it, the other person is 50 or 55 or 60. What do you think, Ruth?
I think that it's absolutely true. You know, just like we said a moment ago before the break, we said there's so much that we can learn from them. In fact, yep. I was in a meeting last night, and I was with a tech person, wonderful person, you know, right and left brain, which of course I love. Mm-hmm. And the person said, if you want to know the trends, if you want to know what the trends for the future are, watch how the younger generation researches.
Right.
Watch what they do. Watch what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
But if you want to know how to be with people, they should watch us.
Exactly. It's a two-way street, isn't it?
It's a two-way street.
Yeah.
There's so much we can learn.
And yep. And that's the same thing with relationships with anybody on any level. The CEO of a small business needs to have a relationship with the janitor, the truck driver, the receptionist.
Absolutely.
I mean, it's got to go both ways, doesn't it? Bank that relationship capital whenever you can. Ruth, last thoughts.
Last thoughts. You mentioned the CEO. A CEO client of mine mentioned exactly that in an annual meeting that he has every year. He said that the janitor was one of the most important people in the organization.
What a great story. Ruth, give us your website again, please.
It's RuthSherman.com, Jim.
Ruth, good job today. Thanks very much.
Thanks. Great to hear from you.
Come back again real soon. Ruth Sherman, ladies and gentlemen, get them to see it your way right away. That's the title of her book. She'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages. 29 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.